to this news pod from the Church of the Easily Pleased. I'm the Reverend Doddy Dougal, and many thanks for all your correspondence about the news pod and how useful it is in planning your weekly spiritual life. Well, here in my village of Stramash, spring has sprung, and it's wonderful to see the graffiti taking a much more upbeat style. It was also very nice to go last weekend and bless the new season at the Outdoor Lido. Nice to see so many of you there, and maybe by summer we'll be able to afford the water bill to fill the pool. There's a few intimations this week. First of all, a little bit of a reprimand. Can I just remind everybody that the food bank collection is precisely what it says on the tin. It's for food and nothing else. My wife Maisie tells me that last week's offerings were not what we'd like. For instance, we don't want redundant ball cocks, Chaz and Dave's Christmas carols, lighter fuel, and most certainly not for her pleasure prophylactics, however well intentioned they may be. So bear that in mind the next time you give. The Happy Marriage Counselling Group has had to be cancelled until further notice due to last week's riot. The police investigation is still ongoing, and part of this week's offerings will go towards Frank's bail fund so that he can be released as soon as possible. And just on that note, another reminder that Twister is not a game the Church of the Easily Pleased encourages. It's the devil's game, so don't do it. And I'm pleased to say strip searches will no longer be carried out at the youth club, though a word of caution to the youngsters. The searches will be reinstated if there are any more instances of people trying to smuggle in illegal crisps, in particular, hula hoops. Mrs. Clinton has asked me to remind you that our annual Hug for Heaven event will be held this Wednesday at 7 o'clock. There will be a training session held after the service on Sunday so that you can all learn how to avoid inappropriate hugging. Mrs. Clinton hopes to have the remaining sexual harassment claims from last year settled by the end of the month. Time now to pause for a ponder. Last Friday, I was arrested for shoplifting at my local supermarket. I can imagine this will come as quite a shock to most of you, though for others in the parish, it'll be seen as an occupational hazard. I'd only nipped in for a few things and took the opportunity to use the new high-tech self-service checkout. The actual process is fairly straightforward. You swipe your items and the machine tallies it all up for you. But just as I was doing this, my wife Maisie phoned me on my mobile to remind me to get some petrol in the car. And momentarily distracted, I placed my plums in my bag without first swiping. Well, the alarm went off and all hell broke loose. Two burly security men threw me to the ground, pepper spraying me. And he would have tasered me if he could have got it out of his holster. But it was as I was lying there handcuffed that I suddenly thought that, you know, life is like a checkout. D out we pass scenes and moments through the swipe machine, never questioning or examining them. But every now and then, a moment occurs that you don't register or notice, and it sets off life's alarm. It is then that you must stop and take stock, or else you'll be in trouble. Well, that's all we've got time for. Thank you very much for listening. You can contact me on the Twitter @RevDoddy. Goodbye, and may your God put the cat out.